Is it pretty?
It's not bad.
You mean he's really gone blind? He can't see anything at all?
I don't know. That's what Manuchehr was saying.
I'm not saying it. It was your aunt who called and said it. She said the poor thing's eyes are not working. Any day now, he's going to go completely blind.
Well, didn't she say what the reason for it was?
It doesn't have a specific reason, Bizard. Sometimes old age makes you blind, and sometimes it's love. You know these things better than I do, man.
You don't know how to talk. At least you know not how to talk.
Huh. Hey, Bizard, what if they think this is all your fault?
Of course. Right now they're looking around to find someone to blame for everything.
The hell they will. What do Hesam's problems have to do with you?
It's not for nothing that they say you reap what you sow in this world, Mother. Maybe he's having to pay back for the things he did to my father.
Look, he's judged and already passed his sentence.
My poor uncle. I feel really bad for him. Even though he didn't treat us well, the poor thing didn't deserve this.
Why are you hanging around here? Get going already.
Yeah, Soraya. Mother is right. Let's get up. Let's get up and get dressed right now. We'll all go and see him together.
Yes, we should go so he can kick us out of his house again.
Oh, my goodness, Mother dear, why are you holding a grudge? Man, haven't you heard they say everything passes in this world? Man, life is really short. All these things will pass.
Huh? Is that how it is? Then why do you worry so much yourself?
But what's that got to do with it? Eh? Why do you mix everything up?
Bizard, give him a call. The poor thing did a lot for you.
Yes, she's right.
I've got a problem with him. But I didn't want this to happen to him.
Bizard, should I dial his number? Yeah? Should I?
Hello.
Hello. Well, well. Look who's come knocking on my door. Lady Attorney, great to see you. What's going on then, won't you tell me? You coming here unannounced?
I need to talk to you, Dad.
But don't you remember I told you whenever you need something to call me and I'd meet you somewhere? It's not good for a girl like you, you know, in your profession, to set foot in a place like this. And by the way, how's your mum doing? Homa, Sina?
They're not bad. Can I come in for now so we can talk?
But of course you can. You'd make your dad very happy. In fact, I've just brewed some tea. Come on in, my darling. I'm sorry the place is in such a mess. When there's no woman in the house, then this is the way things go. There's no motivation to do anything. And here's a piping hot cup of terrific tea for that beautiful daughter of mine. Don't look at how messy things are here. I keep my hands clean. If I'd known you were coming today, I'd have bought some fruit and pastries for you. Go on. You know, tea's only good when it's piping hot. Otherwise, it's like dishwater. Only good for washing babies' diapers in it.
Dad, can you sit down for a minute? I want to talk to you.
I'm getting overexcited, darling. I can't control myself. I really wish you'd brought Homer and Sina along with you. I really do miss them an awful lot. Hold on a second. You have grown up so fast, my darling. Here, this is for you.
What's this?
Open it. You'll see. It's your wedding present. I'd put it aside for a day like today. I am the father of the bride after all. I have to give my daughter something so she doesn't go to her husband's house empty-handed. How's my taste? Do you like it?
Thank you. But I can't accept it.
How come? Are my hands dirty or does my money stink?
Neither one. I just don't like gold.
Don't worry. It isn't stolen. I paid a lot of money for it. Here. This is for Sina. I don't want him to think that I have favorites among my children. Actually, it's not an original, but it looks just like one. For Homer, I've seen a shawl at the bazaar. If I'm in the neighborhood, I'll get it for her. Whatever else, she's the eldest daughter. She has expectations.
For the people in that house, you're a stranger. How do you expect them to accept gifts from you? And gifts that God only knows where they came from.
Listen to me, daughter. Let me tell you something I honestly think's true. The dirtier that money gets, the more valuable it gets. When you've got it, you worry. When you don't have it, you still worry. Having too much of it brings corruption. Not having it, even more. I've been after it all my life, just like many others. If I couldn't get it one way, I'd try another. But in the middle of all this, someone gets lucky and becomes a proper person. And someone like me has no luck and becomes a menace to society. I've had bad luck. I've made mistakes. I've been defeated. But whatever else I am, I'm still your father. I worry, you know. Do you understand?
This is all just a bunch of empty talk. At least for once in your life, do what you say. If there's even a bit, just a tiny bit of fatherly feelings left in you, help me. If, like the way you claimed on the phone, you're really worried about my future, then help me get married, Dad. He's a good man. I really don't want to lose him.
But of course I'm going to help you. All you have to do is ask. Tell me just what you want. Money? A check? My consent? What do you want?
A death certificate. I need a document that shows you're dead. I was forced to tell them that you're dead. Otherwise, who would marry a girl whose father's a criminal and is either in court or in prison?
So I have to die for you to have a good future?
This is what you wanted yourself, Dad. Please understand my situation. I didn't have any other choice.
All right. Come and get the death certificate tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Goodbye now.
My girl. Don't you want to take your present?
I won't forget that I got my first wedding present from my dad. Goodbye now. Hello?
Hello, Miss Bihar.
Hello yourself. What a surprise. Don't tell me you wanted to call someone else and you dialed my number by mistake.
Not at all. I called to see how my uncle's doing. Is it true what they're saying about his eyes beginning to fail him?
Is it important for you?
Well, of course it's important.
There might be an unsolvable problem between me and my uncle, but that doesn't mean that I don't worry about him.
Then let me put your mind at ease.
My father can't leave the house. His heart is broken. He's not in a great emotional state. He's losing his eyesight because he's lost the person that he trusted as much as his own eyes.
You talk as if all this is my fault.
Even if you're not at fault, you are one of the causes. Who was it that stamped his forehead with the word murderer? Who was it that wanted to drag him to court and throw him behind bars in prison?
Anyhow, Miss Bihar, I'm truly sorry. Of course, not for the things I've done. But for my uncle's eyes.
You should be sorry for yourself, because if my father's losing his eyesight, you're losing everything you've got. Don't ever call me again. You're a bit of memory that I need to forget as soon as possible.
Behzad. Come take this, darling. You're going to need it.
What's this?
It's a bit of savings I had in the bank, you know. Just be careful. Don't say anything about this to Manusheh or Saraya. A while ago, they wanted money from me, and I told them I didn't have any. You know, Manusheh, if he sees free money, he'll never work again.
Thank you very much, but I don't need it.
Have you paid back the rest of your uncle's money?
No.
Then you'll need it, won't you? Take it and pay her some money, and use the rest for whatever else you need. Why are you just staring at the rug? Take it and get the whole thing over with. I don't like my son to be indebted to anyone. Don't worry, my son. I'll get back every last penny of it from you. My arm's about to drop. Take it.
Thank you very much.
Sometimes it's cold outside.
Sina, dear, thanks a lot, ma'am. Look, when you give these to Miss Hadari, make sure you get a receipt for them. She's usually a bit distracted. If you come back without a receipt, I won't be happy.
All right, it's not my first time. I have been your courier for a long time. You just haven't been paying attention.
All right, now. Once I get my pay, you'll be getting a nice gift from me.
Thank you very much. Where's Agavan?
She just woke up.
Well, hello there, ma'am. Praise God, you really sleep a lot lately.
When a person doesn't work, they sleep a lot. Isn't that right, ma'am?
Yes.
In the middle of all our troubles, instead of helping us with the expenses, she's fallen in love.
What are you talking about? As soon as you open your eyes in the morning, you start talking behind my back.
We're singing your praises, lady.
Yes. Sina?
Yes?
Come here, I want to talk to you for a minute.
I'll be right there.
He wants to take my work orders.
He'll take them. This won't take long. Come.
Whatever she tells you, tell me word for word.
Yes, yes, I know. I have to report everything to you. I know this, okay? Say it quickly. I have to go hand these over, and then I have to go see Dr. Davoodi.
By the way, how are things going with Dr. Davoodi? Are you getting along?
He's a bit stuck up. He keeps finding fault with me, but I like him, you know? He really knows what he's doing. His ears work like a tuning fork.
They work like what?
Tuning fork. Don't you know what a tuning fork is?
No.
Man, come on.
It was a mistake to ask. Open the lid for this. Here you are. This is for you.
What is it?
Open it.
Did you buy this for me?
I didn't get it. It's a gift from Father for you.
When did you see him?
Yesterday. He said he missed you all a lot. Sina.
Look, if you ever see that good-for-nothing person, then you'll turn around to him and tell him on my behalf that you tell him on my behalf that he doesn't have a son named Sina, and he'll never mention my name again.
Sina, dear, I was forced to go and see him. I needed his consent for my marriage.
Let me see, Agavan. You really want to get married to that guy?
Yeah. Do you think there's something wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong. I just don't want you to rush into making a decision. Think a bit more about it.
You were saying something else before. You said you liked him. He's a proper person. What happened with all that?
Yeah, I do like him, and he is a proper person. But look, Argovan, I don't want to look like a pessimistic person, and I'm not like that. But I'm a man, and I know really well how men are. Look, our hearts are a bit like airport landing strips, you understand? One lands, two fly away. I don't know, today we're into this one, tomorrow we're after that one. Then we give this one a flower, we give that one a text message, promises. We make as many promises as your heart desires. But we don't remember any of them. I'm not trying to scare you, but I want you to be sure that the guy isn't going to back out.
But Sina, dear, in your opinion, a guy that stands up to his family for a girl from the south side of town, forgoes his uncle's money, is he a bad person? Maybe other men are like that. But Bazad isn't that way.
I don't know. Maybe he is like that. But I'm your brother and I had to tell you these things. I worry about you.
You did a good thing telling me. Here, have a bite for now.
Man, I can't eat all of that. Me eat all of this food? Come on, really?
Go on.
Right.
Get going. Homer's going to start nagging.
When doesn't she nag?
Mr. Firouzanfar, can you please sign this? A little bit lower, please.
I know, ma'am. Is there any more?
Yes, if you'll allow. Here you are.
There you go.
Thank you. Do you want me to pour it for you?
No, thank you.
Daddy?
It's nothing. Let's get going.
Miss Amadi, please tell Mr. Coban to clean up here.
Yes.
I'm still not done with my work, Daddy.
I already told you, let's go.
Sure.
Hello. Hello. Hello there, Uncle. Hello, Miss Negar. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Who is it, Negar?
It's Manisher, Daddy.
It's Manucha, Uncle. Can you see me?
I don't see you, and I don't want to hear you either.
I wish it were Manucha's eyes that had gone blind so he wouldn't see you in this state. Believe me, when it's a matter of your health, my mind can't even think straight. My heart just takes over and takes me wherever it wants to.
Have you come to visit him?
Uncle, if you want to know the truth, I came to see if it's possible. I'll take both my eyeballs out and hand them over to you. My brain doesn't work very well, even if I'm blind as well. I have no other choice but to become your cane.
It's not a bad idea, Dad. Manisher knows the work much better than I do. Let him come back and become your assistant, please.
If you want to get me off your hands, tell me so I can think of something else. You don't need to get strangers involved in this.
No way, Daddy. I was just trying to say
Uncle,
that...
Uncle, what stranger? It's me, Manucha. I grew up and I was raised by you.
Get going. I'm not in the mood for hearing this garbage.
I'm sorry.
Yes, yes. Go ahead, go ahead. Give my regards,
Yeah, Negar. Sure, of course.
Goodbye for now. Goodbye.
Sure, let's go, Dad. Bye.
Give my regards.
Mr. Jahanbakhsh, hello.
Well, well,
how are you
doing,
Kasim? How've you been?
Are you well?
Are you well, praise
it's
God?
Good to see
What's
you.
Up? How are you?
I'm not bad,
Where have
thank
you been? You haven't been around.
It's a private matter. Uncle had given me a private matter to handle, so I've been after his work. You know, that's why I can't come here.
Uh-huh,
you don't have
all
any
right.
problems, do you?
No, everything's
do you need anything
fine.
At all?
No,
if you
thank
want,
you
I'll
very
take
much.
Care of it
Thanks
for
a lot.
Give
good
my
to
regards
see you.
To the guys. Goodbye, go on.
It won't take very long. As soon as I get all the documents regarding his lands, I'll come back to Tehran.
That Dr. Davoudi, isn't he the one that wanted to invest in Sina and his friend making an album?
Yeah, that's right, it's him. The poor guy's got a broken foot.
Ah.
He can't follow up with his work himself. That's why he's sending me as his attorney.
Oh, no, poor thing. You know, too bad his land isn't in the Canary Islands. You'd have more fun that way.
Oh, my dear, I'm not going to Tabriz for fun. I'm going to handle some legal matters. Anyhow, who's in the mood for a vacation in the middle of all this?
Well, yeah. That Dr. Davoudi, wasn't he a client at Nikar's law firm? Huh?
He is.
Agavan, didn't they fire you because of that suitor of yours? Here, take this.
Yes?
So how come you're still working for Dr. Davoudi,
It's because he's such an honorable person. He's really wise. When he found out about it, he turned around and said he wouldn't set foot in that firm again and that he'll give all his legal work to Agavan. Haven't you told him about it?
He's really honorable.
May God bless him. Whatever you think is best, darling. But on one condition, that you keep in touch while you're gone.
Sure. I love my mum so much. You'll be getting a special souvenir from me as well.
I don't want a souvenir. Just go and come back in one piece. That's enough for me.
It's for bread. It's for bread. Why do you keep staring at me like that? I know I'm a famous and talented artist who everyone loves, but just think of me as a normal person like yourself. Why do you look at me with so much stress?
What's wrong with me?
What happened?
All right, take this!
Take this, Sina!
Oh, what are you doing?
Here you are, Father. I made some carrot juice for you. Father, it's really good for your eyes.
Thank you very much, but I don't want any.
Stop being difficult, Father. I put a lot of effort into it.
All right. Leave it here and I'll have it later. What news of Tavakolian's son? What was his name?
Arash. He's going back to Germany tonight.
Did you talk to him?
Yes, 5 minutes on the phone. He called to say goodbye.
What kind of person is he? Can he be trusted?
Well, it's really too soon for me to say. But he seems to be a really polite and proper gentleman.
A Be careful about your decision. And make sure you don't get tempted. Just remember, if your thoughts and beliefs are similar, you can resolve any differences in taste.
I'm not sure quite yet, but I think we can come to an understanding with each other.
Man is like a pile of clay. If a woman is smart enough and can give him a proper shape, then he'll be a good man to live with. He'll take care of his family. He'll provide income for the family. But if he doesn't get the proper heat, then he'll just fall apart. He won't earn any money. He'll waste your life. He'll be a burden on you. Are you listening? Are you listening to what I'm saying, girl?
Yes, Father. You can, rest assured.
Just don't let it take too long. I want to see your wedding before I die.
What are you saying, Father? God willing, your shadow will be over us for 100 years.
I've gotten so old and have enough experience to know when my girl is whispering to Dr. Tali what it means. I'm old enough to be able to tell the difference between truth and lies. Just tell me and put me at ease, okay? What's wrong with me, girl? What the hell's wrong with me?
All I care about is that you get better, Father.
I swear to God, if you don't open your mouth and tell me what the truth is, I'll go to the doctor's office and drag it out of him.
All right, Father, just calm down. Stress isn't good for you. The disease that you have isn't that well known. I mean, the psychological causes aren't really clear. When the root of a disease isn't clear, you can't give a definite opinion about its cure.
All right. I understand what you mean. Just say I've gone blind forever and get it over with.
No, it's not the way that you're saying it. Science is advancing day by day. You shouldn't lose hope. There have even been instances that the patient has partially or even completely recovered.
Thank you very much. You can leave. Just close the door behind you, please.
Sure, Father. If you need anything, just call me, okay?
Wash them for your trip.
No, I won't take them, Mom, but thank you very much.
How come?
It'll stay in the bag and I'll forget to take it out. It'll start stinking out.
Take this, too.
Thank you. All right, then. I should start to get going. If you call and I don't answer, leave a message and I'll call you back later.
Before you leave, you should go and visit your uncle. Pay off your debt to him so that this grudge would be over with and he'd forgive you.
I don't have any need for my uncle's forgiveness. Let me go to Isfahan and just pray that I'll do well at the job interview. Then we'll know if my success is because of my own abilities or because of his support. And don't worry about the money, I'll take care of it. When I get back, I'll settle up with him.
Well, that's right. You've completely wrecked four families and you just keep talking. Come on, man, let's suppose that you become successful. What am I supposed to do? With all these problems, the troubles, not having a job, just wasting time.
Well, there's nothing to it. Saturday morning, you'll go to the newspaper stand. Buy a newspaper, look in the want ads. For those looking for simple labourers. The wages are low, but at least you'll earn what you eat.
There you go, Miss Soraya. Didn't I tell you your brother is something else? I should have gone and talked on his behalf. Look at me and who I went and belittled myself for.
Well, he's right, Bazard. He went to see Uncle for your sake. Is this how you thank him?
Really? He went for my sake? Man, good job. I didn't know I had such a brother-in-law. Hey, Manucha, they should cover you in gold from head to toe. I'll make it up to you.
No, you don't need to make it up to me, bro. You just need to do one thing. Come on, man, just wait 5 minutes. Of course, with Soraya's permission. Let me pack up my things and I'll come with you. That way I'll find a job and you won't be alone.
Where is your honor gone, man? You want to leave two women alone at home and tag along with me and go all the way to Isfahan?
Oh, you're right. Anyhow, this house does need a man. You've got other responsibilities.
I'm going. Goodbye.
Darling, when you get there, give me a call.
Sure.
Oh, God, I entrust him to you.
Manucha, just pay attention to everything.
All right, brother. Now, are you really going to go alone?
That's right. Who would I be going with?
I just thought that you might have arranged with someone else to be
together. No way, man. Who'd I go with?
Be careful on the road.
You too.
Take care.
Should I rest assured?
Don't you worry. Take care of yourself.
Take care. Going. Hey, Manucha, keep this money with you.
What's this? You should be ashamed. Do you think I can't even handle running the house for 2 days while you're not here?
You can handle it, but you don't have money. You got money?
Well, I'm just saying, don't embarrass
me. Stop talking so much nonsense.
All right.
If anything happens, give me a call.
Go on, get going.
خواستم کدوم جون کدوم عشق شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه حوث هایی که دامنگیر میشه میترسم چون دلم بیعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست نه این که زندگی بیش میشه فقط کاش به سایه مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته حس یخ زدن تو آتیش